What was he charged with?
He was charged with arson in the fourth degree, unlawful possession of marijuana, reckless endangerment, and criminal mischief.
You discovered that he was trying to light a marijuana cigarette.
Right. Apparently, he claims he had finished smoking marijuana. His girlfriend left the room, and after she left the room, he was using this butane torch, if you will, a small, like a kind that he was using cooking in restaurants, a small butane torch, and he dropped that on his shoes. It started his clothing on fire. He put that out. And then the torch ignited his whole room.
And, of course, there's a policy, a law, a rule on campus for not possessing and smoking marijuana, correct?
Absolutely. Of course, you're not even supposed to smoke anything on campus or have any kind of open flame. So you violate all kinds of rules. But he's got bigger problems than that with his felony arson fourth charge and all the other charges.
And he and his girlfriend were both hurt.
She had a very minor burn. In fact, when we interviewed her, she said she didn't have one. I guess she later was treated and released at the hospital when she was visiting her boyfriend.
You had assistance in the fire part of it from the nearby fire departments. Obviously, pretty scary situation when a fire breaks out in any type of a high-rise or dormitory building. I mean, it could have been much worse.
Absolutely. It's always a big concern when you have a high-density population of people living there. But we had a great response. I had just left campus, and the fire department was already on scene before I got here, which was less than 10 minutes for me to get here, and they were already here. They had the fire knocked down in under 20 minutes, and they were able to confine it to just one room. The really good news is our officers that went in the building, knocked on all the doors, assisted in evacuation. Of course, the alarms were making people evacuate. And everybody evacuated in orderly fashion. Nobody was hurt during that process. And the surprising news is the good work of our residence hall folks, the cleaning staff and such, they had people moving back in the building within 3 hours.